Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
6 feet. In 45 minutes.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick means the Guadalupe River that flooded overnight after 10 inches of rain. Kerr County Sheriff says 13 bodies have been found. He thinks there'll be more. There are around 23 campers at Camp Mystic unaccounted for. Human remains were found, say county officials, at the site of the professional fireworks explosions in Yolo County, California. Hamas has submitted a positive response to the mediators about the current Gaza ceasefire and hostage release proposal, says the militant group in a statement today. Lawyers for 8 non-citizens held at a U.S. military base in Africa working against a deadline tonight to try to stop their deportation by the Trump administration to South Sudan. This is ABC News. On a big beach weekend, advice about rip currents in Miami. National spokesman for the American Lifeguard Association, Wyatt Wernith, is asked by ABC's Victor Akendo.
What makes a rip current so dangerous?
They're out there every day, and surfers and watermen, we use them to our advantage to get out past the waves and enjoy them. But if you don't know and you bring your family from inland America somewhere, you can find yourself into trouble and it can be a fatal day.
Swimming parallel to shore may not always work. Experts now urging you to keep your legs up, back of the head against the water, and using only gentle movements. Tourists and locals in and outside of Prague have been dealing with power outages for a while today that brought trains and subways to a standstill. They're working on it, says the Prime Minister. An Australian domestic airline flight was delayed for 2 hours after the crew found in the Virgin Australia plane's cargo hold a stowaway snake, non-poisonous. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO News is sponsored by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Clear to partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a low of 72. Hot and humid tomorrow with clouds gradually pushing in. Showers and storms expected in the afternoon with heavy rainfalls. High 86. And for tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms taper off around midnight with a low of 67. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the north at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is, with a heat index of 99 degrees, our actual temperature is 90 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, July 4th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Representative Tony Kurtz issued a statement after the Wisconsin State Assembly passed the 2025 through 27 biennial budget. He said he voted in favor of the recrafted bipartisan budget because it makes investments in many priorities for Wisconsinites. Some highlights of what's included in the budget include funding key public safety initiatives like hazmat teams, urban search and rescue teams, and replacement of our emergency response communications network. Increasing special education aid by more than $500 million to increase reimbursement rates to 42% reimbursement in the first year and 45% in the second year. Investing over $1 billion for transportation infrastructure, including local roads and bridges, state highways, and interstate projects. Ensuring Wisconsin remains competitive with neighboring states in marketing. over $250 million to help address the issue facing child care, including raising reimbursement rates in Wisconsin Shares and providing bridge payments to providers until the new elementary school readiness program is implemented. Nearly $1.5 billion in tax cuts, including allowing a portion of retirees' income to be tax-free and expands the second bracket. Targeting investments to support accessible and affordable health care, including funds to rural hospitals, free and charitable clinics, and responding to the critical workforce shortage facing the healthcare industry. Providing funding for improvements to the state's parks and recreational areas to ensure residents can enjoy natural spaces, and making critical investments to support and improve the criminal justice system through increasing wages for district attorneys and public defenders and additional support for the circuit court system. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin responded after House Republicans passed their budget bill. Baldwin said Republicans chose to put their super-rich friends over working families. They chose to gut Medicaid, decimate our rural hospitals, and terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. They chose to take food from hungry families and raise the cost of going to the grocery store for millions more. These are choices that Donald Trump and the Republicans made because they wanted to rig our tax code for big corporations and the wealthiest in our country instead of listening to hardworking Wisconsin families who are looking for some relief and opportunity to save and live a comfortable life. Republicans turned their backs on them, taking away their health care and raising their costs. The Republican bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities, while over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care. Severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance. Attorney General Josh Call joined the amicus brief with attorneys generals from 20 other states in support of a proposed class of plaintiffs challenging the unlawful termination of Job Corps, a national program that offers career training and housing to young Americans from low-income backgrounds. The brief was filed Wednesday in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. Job Corps has nearly 100 residential campuses across the country, and the Trump administration's effort to terminate the program threatens to leave thousands of young Americans homeless and without job training. The brief explains that in the 60 years since Congress created Job Corps, millions of young Americans from low-income backgrounds have been served by the program's unique combination of education, training, housing, healthcare, and community. Termination of the program would impact tens of thousands of young Americans who are currently enrolled and housed at campuses in all 50 states. Bug experts are calling a new type of tick being found in Wisconsin a reason for concern, but they still consider Lyme disease spread by deer ticks the biggest worry. Terry Barr has more.
The number of Lyme disease cases tripled across the state during the last 10 years, and the cause of it, deer ticks, can now be found everywhere beyond the woods, including city lawns. Here's UW Insect Diagnostic Lab entomologist PJ Leash.
A tick like a deer tick transmits Lyme disease. It takes quite a while. They really need to be attached for about 36 hours, so about a day and a half before transmission can occur. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks.
The new breed is the Lone Star tick, and it spreads the alpha-gal syndrome through a bite, which is an allergy to red meat. The tick is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors at Mayo Clinic say they're just starting to see more patients with that bizarre allergy.
As friends and families across Wisconsin hit the trails this 4th of July weekend, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all ATV and UTV riders to make safety part of the celebration by choosing to ride sober. So far this year, 19 people have been killed in ATV, UTV crashes. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets, and alcohol and speed were also contributing factors. Whether you're exploring scenic backgrounds, cruising through the Northwoods, or simply out for a day of adventure, a clear head is the best gear you can bring, followed by helmets and seatbelts. Last year, over half of fatal ATV, UTV crashes in Wisconsin involved alcohol. Riders are also encouraged to ensure their vehicles are legal for use in Wisconsin. One of the most important things for all riders to stay safe on the trails is completing the DNR-approved safety education course. Learn more about ATV, UTV riding in Wisconsin, including how to sign up for safety classes on the DNR ATV, UTV webpage. The 2025 Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held October 22nd through the 25th. While it is still a few months off, the committee recently held a contest for the theme of this year's Pumpkin Fest. All Richland County grade school students, pre-K through 5th grade, were eligible to submit ideas. The winner of this year's theme contest is Elena Miller, a 3rd grader for St. Mary's School. Her winning entry was Pumpkins on the Farm. She chose it to honor the many farming families in the area. Two students were also selected to give honorable mention awards. They were Juliana Muth, a 2nd grade homeschool student with the theme Hometown Helper Pumpkins, and Camden Pifferone, a 4th grade student at Weston with the theme Pumpkins in Disguise. It's hard to believe, but the Richland Center High School Homecoming Parade is just 3 months away. The Student Council has been hard at work this summer, planning one of the community's favorite traditions, and now it's time to get your group involved. Parade entry forms are officially available. Whether you're a local business, organization, or community group, this is an opportunity to boost visibility and show your Hornet pride in front of hundreds of parade goers. Parade entry forms are available at the Richland Center Community Center, the Richland Center High School and District Offices, the Richland Observer, and WRCO. Entry forms can be turned in at RCHS or District Office. For more information, go to richland.k12.wi.us/departments/homecoming.cfm. The Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration concludes tonight at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. There are thunder shower bounce houses from now until 7. The band Countrified will perform from 3, or is currently performing until 7. Willie and the Hank Kids fire training will be at the tennis court from 7 until 9. And fireworks will be shut off starting at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be available for purchase. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed at the Boscobel Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration tonight at Cronsage Park in Boscobel. More information can be found on the Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration Facebook page. The Lone Rock 4th of July celebration concludes tonight at Fireman's Park. Concession stands are open. Doc's DJ is playing music until midnight. The raffle drawing will be held at 6, and the big fireworks show will begin at dusk. For more information, you can find it at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. Experience a classic movie in a historic space. The 39 Steps, a classic comedy thriller and a highlight of Alfred Hitchcock's directing career, was first shown at Taliesin in 1935. The movie will again be shown at Hillside Theater on Monday, July 14th. While sitting in a London theater watching a man performing dazzling memory tricks, Richard Hannay and the rest of the audience flee after hearing a gunshot. As he leaves, he encounters a young woman who asks if she can accompany him. Fascinated by her apparent terror, he agrees. During the night, however, she is murdered in his flat, and he must avoid the police long enough to find the real killers and clear his name. The film, presented in partnership with the River Valley Film Club and American Players Theater, will be shown on Monday, July 14th at 6 at the Hillside Theater. Tickets are priced at $10 and can be purchased online at taliesinpreservation.org/events. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting to discuss improvements on Wisconsin Highway 60 from Wisconsin Highway 80 in Muscadet to U.S. Highway 14 in Goltham in Richland County. A meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, July 16th from 5:30 to 7:30 at 800 North 6th Street in Muscadet. The objective of the meeting is to familiarize you with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. Proposed project design details include intersection upgrades, pavement improvements, speed reduction in Orion, drainage improvements, updated roadside barriers, and realignment of Highway 60 west of County Highway TB. Construction is scheduled to begin in 2027. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. If unable to attend or for more information, contact Wisconsin DOT Project Manager Brian Meyer by calling 608-789-5676 or emailing brian.meyer@dot.wi.gov. Written comments can be mailed to Brian Meyer at 3550 Mormon Cooley Road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, 54601. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Make your own colorful mark during the 4th of July sale at Bailey Paint and Decorating in downtown Richland Center for high-quality paint and low-quality jokes. Why don't painters ever win hide-and-seek? Because they always leave a trail. Now through July 5th, top-quality Benjamin Moore paints and stains, brushes, rollers, and accessories all on sale. Whether you're painting a room or revamping your old house, Bailey's expert staff is ready to help. Hurry in before July 5th. These deals won't last long. At Bailey Paint and Decorating, downtown Richland Center.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. Funeral services will be held Monday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Janice June Salmon, 88, of Richland Center. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri, died June 11th at home. Funeral services will be held at noon, Saturday, July 12th, at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home, Saturday, July 12th, from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Eileen Ann Molzoff, 78, of Bethany, Missouri.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair. Yeah, here's to the boys back home, drink a barrel of beers on the front. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
You're listening to WRTO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather, and happy 4th of July, everyone. The heat index is going to be close to 100, so we are all going to want to make sure we're drinking plenty of water for the rest of today, even into tonight. We're looking at clear to partly cloudy skies, and muggy conditions are going to be sticking around as well. Lows will be dropping just to the low 70s, winds from the south-southwest about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For our Saturday to kick off the weekend, we're looking at hot and humid conditions with clouds gradually pushing in. Showers and storms are expected in the afternoon with heavy rainfall. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Winds will be coming from the southwest, gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Saturday night, we're looking at showers and thunderstorms tapering off around midnight. Lows will be dropping down to the mid to upper 60s. Winds will be coming from the southwest and then shifting a bit coming from the northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday to end the weekend, we're looking at a decrease in clouds and cooler temperatures will be settling in. Highs only hitting the low to mid 80s. Winds will be coming from the north about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For our Monday, we're looking at a nice day with partly cloudy skies. We're going to have highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday is going to give us an increase in clouds with spotty light rain showers turning more scattered in the afternoon hours. Highs are going to be a bit warmer. We're looking at mid to upper 80s for the area. Wednesday, we are expecting partly sunny skies with spotty showers and thunderstorms possible to develop throughout the day. Highs are expected to be in the mid-80s. And as we get into Thursday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Some scattered sprinkles are possible with light winds as well. We're looking at highs hitting once again the mid-80s for the area. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your 4th of July.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 91 degrees with a heat index of 101. And that's after our morning low of 66, and 91 is our current high. Yesterday's high was 92, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2012 is 99 degrees with a record low of 43 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 79 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. The winds are out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.04, and we have received 91 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 91 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, on this 4th of July, there was Home Talent League baseball action in the area today, and we only have a couple finals available. First of all, it was Ashton beating Wanakee by a score of 13-3, and it was Arena over Hollandale 9-2. And that Muscadet-Verona matchup that was supposed to be played today, that was postponed. The Mets won the battle of left-handed starters last night, 3-2, taking 2 out of 3 games in the series. David Peterson earned the win, and veteran Jose Quintana took the loss for the Brewers. Christian Yelich was caught stealing in the ninth inning when a call at second base was overturned on appeal. That broke up a Milwaukee rally. Andrew Monasterio had a seventh-inning home run. The Brewers open a series in Miami tonight with Quinn Priester taking the mound. First pitch of that contest will be at 6:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game starts at 5:35. Milwaukee Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff is scheduled to make his long-awaited return to the majors this weekend in Miami. The two-time All-Star is lined up to start Sunday against the Marlins in the finale of the three-game series. Woodruff hasn't pitched in the big leagues since undergoing shoulder surgery after the 2023 season. He is 46-26 with a 3.10 ERA in 115 career starts and 15 relief appearances.
Someone once said, bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please call our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
One battle coming up in Packers training camp later this month centers on the third-string quarterback. Sean Clifford has held the overlooked position since he was drafted, but that may be changing. Canadian singles caller Taylor Elgersman started impressing coaches quickly during the rookie minicamp. Green Bay has to make up its mind quickly because other NFL teams like the Buffalo Bills want to get a closer look. The winner of the competition would back up Jordan Love and Malik Willis. Former Badger center Stephen Kroll has signed an agreement with the NBA's Utah Jazz. Kroll played 4 seasons for coach Greg Gard, helping Wisconsin win the 2022 Big Ten regular season title. He averaged just under 10 points and about 5.5 rebounds per game. Kroll joins 2 more former Badgers, John Tanje and Micah Potter, on the Jazz. And ESPN has released its latest preseason poll, which shows the Badgers ranked 20th. That's the same as last poll a month ago. The way the team's rotation will shake out will become clearer in the coming weeks. Coach Greg Gard has rebuilt his roster with the additions of guard Nick Boyd, wing Andrew Rode, forward Austin Rapp, and guard Braden Carrington. Carrington and Gray are expected to be bench players. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Summer is here, and it's the perfect time to tackle those outdoor projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center is ready to handle the job. From skid steer and mini excavator work to patios, retaining walls, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing, every project they take on is built on trust, with the goal of turning your vision into a reality. Call Bailey today at 475-3973 and let Advanced Contracting Solutions in Richland Center help you make the most of your property this season.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Has the wheat futures market found its floor? I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Clayton Pope from Clayton Pope Commodities tells Brownfield there are some positives for wheat, mostly on the technical side of things.
Boy, I would like to think so. How many times have we thought that, though? But if you look at that wheat market, the September futures, I mean, it's kind of a picture-perfect inverted head and shoulders, which is really one of our favorite technical pictures to look at. You know, it's above its 50-day average. You know, just last couple of days, it keeps playing cat and mouse with that. I mean, strictly speaking of technicals here, and the timing here, I mean, when we get the harvest progress coming out next Monday, I mean, this wheat market's probably going to be, you know, above the 50% level, maybe 55 or 60%, something like that. So we're kind of going to be over the hump there. And that kind of builds a good case for a little seasonal strength to come in. There's a lot of, is the bulk of the farmer selling would hopefully be behind us at that point. The SRW, the Chicago wheat contract, seems like it has the best hope for some upside potential. I mean, if you break down the wheat balance sheet by the different classes of wheat, I mean, the SRW just stands so much more relatively tight than the Kansas City hard red winter wheat contract. So we would really focus on the Chicago contract. And are the funds going to be spooked out of their, you know, big shorts here anytime soon? They've sure been reluctant to exit it so far, as with their corn shorts. So I think you'd really have to get some more follow through, some you know, continued positive technical action here before you did, you know, ignite some more fun short covering. They've covered a little bit here, but they still have an awful big presence on the short side of that market.
Megan Grebner has more after this.
Knowledge is power, especially as livestock producers navigate unprecedented volatility in the markets. Hi, I'm Megan Grebner, host of Brownfield's weekly livestock market update. Each week, we check in with our expert ag economists to find out what's driving the markets and how it impacts your operations. While no one can guarantee your profitability, we can provide insight and data to make better, more informed decisions for your operation. Tune in to the weekly livestock market update each week on Brownfield.
I've always loved space in football. Growing up, some people told me I had to choose. But here's the deal. You can be great at more than one thing. And getting involved in STEM opens up your world to a universe of opportunities in life. This is my science. Get inspired and get involved today. There are STEM programs and science centers available in your community. So be sure to check out spaceforall.us to learn more and get started. This is my time. There ain't no doubt in my mind. Find your place in space. This is my time. Space for All.
USDA has announced a phased reopening of some southern ports to resume imports of live cattle from Mexico. Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the two countries have been working together to combat the spread of New World screwworm, and this is a logical first step in resuming commerce.
This is a reflection, I think, of that cooperation and the feeling that Secretary Rollins and her team has that the Mexican government is doing what they need to do and that we can resume some cross-border trade.
According to the USDA, only cattle and bison born and raised in Sonora or Chihuahua and are treated according to the NWS protocols will be allowed to be imported. Lane tells Brownfield.
Those protocols that were put in place back in February were working very well. The rejection rates were very low, and they are keeping the border safe while we combat this screwworm further south in Mexico.
The imports are set to resume July 7th in Douglas, Arizona, and will then move from west to east. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop? Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A southwestern Indiana farmer says a wet start to the growing season has created additional weed challenges. Ben Crone says resistance has been a problem.
We have issues over in our area with getting rid of water hemp and pigweed, and we've kind of really struggled getting some of those killed. Us and even neighbors have ended up resulting into field cultivators just to completely take the weeds out to be able to get them killed.
More news is next.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? What is vascular dementia, Lewy body, FTD, TBI, and CTE? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. I did too, and I learned. My wife, Ginny, developed dementia. I didn't know what to do or what was coming next. I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. I'm excited to offer you a free guide to understanding dementia. It's filled with facts about dementia, care planning, how doctors can help, and ways to keep your brain as healthy as possible. The Dementia Society of America is a national nonprofit, and we're ready to answer your questions. You want to live life to the fullest. I know that. Ginny did too, and I'm confident that we can help. Get your copy of the guide. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
North Central Iowa farmer says a wetter than normal June has made it difficult to get some field work done. Brent Renner tells Brownfield the week of June 23rd was especially wet.
A lot of 4-inch reports, some fives in a 24-hour period, and that's more than we'd like to see at one time.
But he says the moisture has helped the progression of his corn and soybean crops. A southeast Minnesota farmer has unpriced grain to sell. Ben Storm grows corn and soybeans near Dover.
We'll start moving old crop corn again here this next week, most of which is priced, but market's been kind of soft, hoping for a little bump to finish pricing the last of it.
He tells Brownfield there's corn and soybeans sitting in the bin.
It is what it is at this tough point in the year. I think a guy's got to get them gone, get stuff priced before the 4th of July in a typical year, but we didn't get that done this year, unfortunately.
Storm says this year's crop has been a little behind. More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Rural Main Street economy soars to a two-year high. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. In June, the overall Rural Main Street Index rose to its highest level since July 2023. An ag economist with Creighton University says bank CEOs expect one in four farmers in their area to experience negative 2025 income. We'll have more up next on Brownfield.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to keep you informed. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Listen here and learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org.
USMEF's Joe Sheely says the recent news that 23 pork plants have been given permission to export pork into China is a big development for producers.
This comes as welcome news. There's a lot of obstacles and headwinds regarding red meat trade with China, but the addition of some pork plants that had not previously been approved and registered to export to China is a good development. We've got 18 more establishments that are pork exclusive, and then 5 that export both pork and poultry. Those are more likely in the cold storage category or in the processed meat category. So about 23 establishments total, and about 100 poultry plants that had not previously exported to China that were approved last week by the Chinese authorities. And then there's a two-step process. They also need to be listed in the USDA export library, and that happened yesterday. And so those plants are now cleared to export to China for any products produced from June 12th on.
Sheely says more work needs to be done to help address high tariffs that U.S. pork plants currently face.
I would say it's likely going to lead to some increase in volumes, but remember there's still a total tariff on U.S. pork and on most pork variety meat entering China of 57%, and that's compared to the 12% that most suppliers pay. And so that is certainly a big headwind. Now, the latest numbers we had were from April, and those were way, way down to China because that was when we had the big escalation where we actually got into triple-digit tariff rates. The total tariff on pork got as high as 172%. Then in May, the two sides agreed to a bit of a truce, but even under this de-escalation, as they call it, we're still facing a 57% tariff. So that's a big obstacle for U.S. pork. We would hope to see some further reduction in those tariffs sometime soon.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise, Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this on guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
About that. That was Luke Combs, or actually Mitchell Tenpenny, that was, with Same Moon. Before that was Luke Combs with Better Together, right here on Country and Community, WRCO. Mostly sunny out there. Temperatures now down to 89 degrees, and the heat index is flipped at 98. And that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer at 547. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, Lost, a female brown, black, white dog wearing a collar, and a black and gray female dog not wearing a collar. They were last seen on July 1st near the Richland Intermediate School. If you find these dogs, give a call to 608-604-4429. And then going on tonight, there is the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration going on at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. Different things going on, like Tuningo, a raffle drawing, a petting zoo, and fireworks at dusk. There will be concessions and music. And more information can be found at lonerock4thofjuly.org and on Facebook. Also, the Bosco Bell Firemen's 2025 July 4th celebration is being held tonight at Crown Sage Park. There's bounce houses going on, the Thunder Shower bounce houses to be exact, and that's going on until 7. And Countryfied is playing until 7. And Willie and Hank Kids Fire Training will be at the tennis court from 7 until 9. And the evening will culminate with fireworks at dusk. Burgers, brats, hot dogs, pulled pork, and beverages will be sold. Absolutely no carry-ins or fireworks are allowed. And other fireworks that are going on this evening include at Gay's Mills, Lafarge, Mazamani, Mineral Point, Platteville, and Viroqua.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
It's time to celebrate our independence with new appliances and a television from Town & Country TV & Appliance. Shop this week for markdowns, closeouts, and rebates. Visit us anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Come on over to Sleepy Hollow. Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Viroqua.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cakes, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
Taste the difference, hear the best. Richland Family Restaurant, the official sponsor of WRCO Studios.
Off your lips, so close all the blinds.
your skin on my skin. Feels just like heaven to me. You look like an angel tonight, but you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste of whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the world. My hands are needing your hips. Want the first taste. Took me whiskey right off of your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
play by the rules. Sometimes I wonder if you care. You kick me when I'm down and lift my heart up in the air. Hey, love, no fair. Why must you remain a mystery? I still don't have a clue. If I hold the winning hand, should I bet on you again? Knowing well that there's a chance that I could lose. Hey, love, no fair. You don't play by the rules. Sometimes I wonder if you care. You get me when I'm down and lift my heart up in the air. Hey, love, no fair. Got used to solitaire. Suddenly you're standing there. I don't know if I dare to get back in this game. Hey, love, no fair. You don't play by the rules. Sometimes I wonder if you care. You kick me when I'm down.